Yo, hello, Andre.
Hello.
Hey, I can hear you, man. What's good? What's up?
Yo, hold up. It's weird. I can only hear you through like my phone speaker.
Yeah.
There we go. Now you I good? Can hear you through my headphones. Yeah.
All right, for sure. All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Courtesy Flush. I hope all you guys are doing well and being safe. And my guest today is Andre. I met this guy at an open mic at Bert's Backroom about a year ago.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, he was actually really good. Like, you did really good, man. And you had a really good stage presence. And, like, I admired that, bro. And then when I realized you were a teenager and, like, you were the only other teenager I've seen at Bert's Backroom before, like, I don't know. I just felt, like, some sort of connection to you, man. How have you been, man? How are things going?
Bro, I'm hanging in there. I'm honestly just trying to, like, convince all my friends that this coronavirus shit isn't a conspiracy.
Like, oh, me, dude.
Like, I just had a friend message me, because I've seen that he's been, like, playing flag football with, like, 20 people from my hometown. And I said, you think this is all a conspiracy, don't you? And he replied with, like, 3 paragraphs of the thickest conspiracy I've ever seen. And it was just too much.
Yeah, my bad. My mom called me, bro. That's my bad.
Don't worry. You're good. We were only like a minute in anyway.
Yeah. So before you're talking about flag football and stuff. And dude, I agree with you, dog. So many people, like, they tell me that, like, yo, we're only inside because, like, everyone's installing 5G receptors everywhere. And I'm like, bro, that is some hot steaming BS, dog.
I know. He's saying, like, he verbatim said that it was a planned event and, like, the government, like, did MK Ultra and the Tuskegee experiment. And I'm like, I know all these things happened, but, like, actual people are dying right now. And I high-key hope you guys contract the coronavirus. Like, I hope you get better, obviously. I don't want you to die from it. But if you were on a ventilator for, like, a few days or so, that'd be raw. Just so you can, like, grasp the severity of what's going on. But they're just dumb. They're dumb.
And then, like, my friend was telling me, like, bro, like, Robert F. Kennedy's son just died by drowning. And he was talking about how it's all a conspiracy. So, bro, you see, it connects, bro.
Yeah. They think because they got the Kennedy name that, like, it actually means some shit. But
yeah.
I haven't heard about that. Honestly, I'm just trying to stick away from the conspiracy theory. Stay inside. You know, stay safe, social distancing, quarantine.
Of course, bro. Honestly. And, hey, bro, so, like, how's the college life going with this?
It's honestly ass now. It is, like, taken a complete 360 from I was having probably the time of my life. I go to Western Kentucky University, and I'm on the speech and debate team there. Because, you know, I fuck with that nerdy shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the speech and debate team was, like, super raw. We're, like, one of the best in the nation. And we were supposed to be going to nationals, like, a week. The week that they canceled school was the week of our nationals. And then they canceled, like, 2 others. So they kicked us out of our dorm. We're no longer allowed to stay on campus. We have online classes now, which are absolutely brutal.
Yo, they overall suck, man.
It's just, like, I feel robbed. The only reason why I went to Western Kentucky was to get away from my hometown and to go to nationals in speech and debate. And now because of COVID-19, I can't do either one of those. So it's pretty garbage.
Damn, bro. I actually thought that Kentucky was your hometown. So your hometown's D.C.?
Actually, okay, so I'm like a traveling man. My real hometown is Springfield, Missouri. That's like where I've like basically lived at my whole life, and that's where I like started stand up at. There's a really good comedy club there called the Blue Room Comedy Club.
Oh yeah, I've seen that on your Instagram.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful place there. It's like I know Sam Morrill has been there, Joe Mackey's been there, not Joey Diaz, Todd Glass, that's who I was thinking about.
Joey Diaz pulled up to Fourth Wall.
Oh shit, when?
Yeah, he actually talked about it on the Joe Rogan podcast, which is crazy. He like shouted out Fourth Wall.
Oh, that's good. That's crazy. That seems like a place he would hit up too. That's like the club for him if we're talking open mic wise in LA.
Yeah. You've been to Fourth Wall, right?
Yeah. Fourth Wall was actually my like primary open mic spot whenever I was in LA.
Which one? The K-Town, NoHo?
NoHo.
No.
Okay. Yeah, NoHo, and then I occasionally went to the other one, but the NoHo one's just like my favorite. That's the one that has like an outdoor open mic as well, right?
Yeah. So they opened up a new one in Hollywood, like a comedy cafe, and dude, it is so nice. Oh, like that's probably like one of my favorite spots right now, besides Burt's. Burt's is like my primary. Like that was the first place I ever did a mic, and I just feel super safe there.
For sure.
Yeah, it's hella chill. So, dude, like honestly, it sucks so much that I can't. Like everyone, all comedians are like on a break, dude.
Yeah,
it sucks so bad. And like I was so used to like going to open mic at least every week, and it throws off my rhythm so bad, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's gonna come back so strong after this quarantine.
I feel the opposite. I don't know about you, but I haven't been working on my material, and I don't know. Like, I just feel like everyone's gonna be hella rusty, and we're all gonna have a lot of the same generic quarantine material until we figure out that like, oh, that quarantine joke's been done by like the shittiest fucking like open micer.
Open micer.
Yeah. So like, I should probably change it.
Damn, so you're hopping around. So you're in DC right now, right? What are you doing in DC, bro?
So that's where after my so my dad passed away like my senior year of high school, and after that my uncle and my aunt who live in the DC area basically like assumed the role of my father and mother in Tanzanian culture where my dad's from. After a parent passes away, it's like tradition to pass on the parental obligations to a brother or a sister. So my uncle is basically like my father now, and he lives in Washington, D.C. Well, Maryland, to be specific, but I just say D.C. because we're like 20 minutes outside of D.C., and that's where they work at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, man. Like, shout out to your uncle.
For sure. He's an OG.
Was he like never mind, I was gonna say like it was your assigned godfather beforehand, and you answered that already. Wow, so that's good, man. How was that like shift like initially?
It's hella different. So I was poor basically all my life. I like grew up with my mother, who was like extremely just like she had substance abuse problems, to say the least, and we had some like other issues. So she kicked me out whenever I was like 14, and then I got a job and had to move to Springfield, and like I couch surfed for about a year until I could live with my father, and he had a problem with alcoholism and passed away shortly before my senior year. So right after he passed away, my life basically got like better monetarily wise. It doesn't mean that like my dad dying was a good thing, because obviously I miss him every single day, but whenever it comes to like my material welfare after he passed away, I was like my life has gotten better through like my uncle and my aunt taking care of me, and through like life insurance and everything. But
because I mean if they work at DC, they must have stable jobs.
Yeah, right? One of them works at the United Nations. My aunt does.
Shit.
She went to, I think it was Cornell. Yeah, she went to Cornell, and then no, she went to Georgetown Law.
Okay.
And then my uncle went to Cornell, and he works for the FCC.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're like big ballers, which is not at all what I was like accustomed to growing up, like having like two stable parents. Like I never had stability, and like I basically like was able to run around and do whatever I wanted. So this is like a really a different situation for sure.
Wow, that's awesome, man. That's like they got some debate clout with that Cornell and Georgetown degree.
Yeah, they were actually super excited to like come and see me debate for the first time. It went pretty well.
Wow, that's pretty sick, dude. When you travel out to LA, like, is your primary goal just doing comedy?
So my first outing to LA, which was last summer, it definitely was, but that was only because I was there for a month. What I plan to do this summer, which I don't think is going to be able to happen
anymore
due to COVID-19, I planned on going out there for 2 months. My goal was I was going to drive. So after my college got released, I was going to go from Kentucky to D.C. to spend some time with my uncle. Then I was going to stay there for like 2 weeks. Then I was going to go to D.C. to Missouri, spend some time with my family. Go from Missouri to Colorado for 2 weeks to spend some time with my sister. And then from Colorado to L.A., and I planned on just being there for 2 months, to where I was going to do acting. I was going to sign up for L.A. casting, try to, like, meet up with some content creators. Just, like, taking the whole L.A. vibe, basically. But yeah, now it's ruined, and I'm stuck.
Dude, I had a lot of that coming up, too. Like, I had, like, a lot of, like, background acting gigs mm-hmm. coming up. And then I was going to collaborate with some content creators also. And, like, I don't know, like, everything looked pretty nice. It was, like, senior year of high school. It was pretty chill. Yeah. So I had, like, a lot of comedy gigs lined up. Mm-hmm. And then just COVID really threw everything off track, bro. It wasn't really even funny.
It's trash.
Like one of my friends, like, he got signed on to a Hulu show.
Oh, word.
And, yeah, and they couldn't even start filming because of, like, COVID, and, like, he was so heartbroken.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, that'd be fucking heartbreaking.
Dude, yeah, everything just, man, everything sucks, and it's gonna be like the, mm-hmm. unless those MK Ultra
experiment head ass people.
Yeah, the football play, yeah, if they just keep doing that bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Man, it's so annoying. It's not even funny.
I
want to
read what he said, because I think you might actually, like, get a laugh out of this. So,
okay.
So he's been posting stuff on his story, and he is a true conspiracy nut. He's the type who, like retweets those videos and, like, shares those videos with the really ominous conspiracy music in the background. And it's, like, and it's just, like, 17 red circles circling nothing at all. Like, it's just, like, not at all accurate. But I said, so you think this coronavirus thing just a hoax, huh? And he said, get this. It's definitely a planned event. What do you think? Came from a bioweapon capital of China, Wuhan, when the government couldn't put out protests that were growing over China, made everyone go inside. And whose economy took a hit? The West. And who's buying all the stocks right now in China? U.S. knew too. That's why they tell senators crashed in their stocks. I'm reading this word for word, so if it sounds incomprehensible, it's because it is. He said, Trump's using it as an excuse. You know how many rights they can take, like Patriot Act after 9/11? The swine killed more Americans than Corona, and nothing closed. So why this response now? The dude is just repeating Fox News headlines. Like, the dude's, and he's not a fucking, like, Republican. He claims to not be, but, like, these conspiracy theories are just so out of left field that, like, I don't even know how to respond to them.
I know, man. They are really stupid. This guy's from Virginia, or
this
where is he
from?
From
Missouri. Yeah.
Okay. This guy's from Missouri.
Nice Missouri.
Okay, for sure. Okay. That is so bad.
It's tragic.
Bro. Like, I knew when the world would ever come to this, people would just, we wouldn't be able to handle it properly.
Exactly.
This is, like, actually Avengers Endgame, mm-hmm. bro. This is exactly how it's,
this
like.
This how it plays out.
Dude, super random question. Are KFCs better in Kentucky?
Okay, so that's something that's, like, a legitimate question. That's something that, like, a lot of my friends were wondering. No, not at all. I, for one, think KFC is shit, always. Like, I am not a fan of KFC under any circumstances. I used to be, just because, like, you know, kids love fried chicken. I feel like that's a given. But
yeah,
after I've had just, like, good chicken places, like, Popeyes is infinitely better than KFC. Like, I don't know, the mashed potatoes and gravy are trash from KFC, and so is the chicken. So I just, like, can't fuck with them anymore.
Yeah, it's just so, like, fast foody. Like,
yeah,
I don't know how to explain it, man.
It is, like, the epitome of, like, chicken fast food. Whereas, like, Chick-fil-A and Popeyes are, like, you know, somewhat better, in my opinion.
Yeah. Bro, honestly, like, the best, like, when next time you come to L.A., you gotta check out this place called Dave's Hot Chicken.
I know,
bro.
I've heard about it. I'm fucking pissed.
How? You've heard about it? What?
Yeah.
No way.
Wait, Dave's
How?
Hot Chicken? I'm pretty sure Good Mythical Morning, I don't know if you know Rhett and Link,
Oh, yeah, yeah. It went pretty hard on YouTube. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that they've done a video, like, really similar about it. It's basically just, like, Nashville hot-style chicken, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Nashville. Yeah. It's, like, that really popped off in L.A., like, the past few years, bro. Like, insane. People, like, have crazy lines for anything Nashville hot chicken, dude. Like, it's crazy.
Nashville's the only other comedy scene that I've been able to hit up recently. Because, really? Yeah, because
How is it?
It's okay. I went to two open mics, and one of them was in the most dingy ass bar. Like, it was disgusting. It, like, smelt like your grandma and grandpa's house who, like, leave food out and who smoke cigarettes all the time. Like, they were smoking in this bar, which I didn't know was still a thing in 2020. And as soon as I got there, for some reason, they just decided, or the host decided to do all of their black material, which was just extremely corny and hacky and, like, slightly racist. But I was like, oh, so this is the comedy scene in Nashville. Fantastic. Like,
oh my God.
And I know they never do that material. And then it was just because I was there that I know that they decided to do it. The second mic that I went to was pretty raw. I don't remember the names of them, sadly, because I only, like, went once. But the other one was, like, super good. That one was, like, you basically just, like, draw your name out of a hat, and, like, 50 people show up every single time. Yeah, shit. So there's a guaranteed crowd. It's, like, basically, like, imagine if you filled up Bert's back room. That's basically the size of it, except it's bigger. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I feel like Bird's back room is, like, the right amount of dingy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's not too dingy, but it's, like, dingy enough, like, for comedy. Like,
fourth wall's,
you know,
more dingy than Bird's back room.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bit of dingy, man, or it's not there, you know? And, like, they've actually, like, improved, like, Bird's, like, got, like, renovated a lot recently. Oh, okay. And, like, it took away a bit of the dinge, but, you know, it's, the heart is still there.
It's good.
Yeah. Dude, that whole block at Fairfax, it has, like, four open mics now. There's a fourth wall now. Oh, my God. And then there's, like, two new spots called, like, Flashback and the Hollywood Comedy.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So, yeah, that spot is, like, completely popping. But, like, bro, these, like, the owners of these mics are, like, going to war.
Oh, I
bro.
Bet. I understand why Fourth Wall would want to get closer to Bert's back room, just because, like, I feel like Fourth Wall and Bert's are the, like, dominating Division II comedy clubs. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah.
There's, like, there's obviously, like, the Laugh Factory and Hollywood Improv and the Comedy Store.
Yeah, but those are for the big
guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know?
I think if you're in LA and you're getting started off, Burt's and Fourth Wall is, like, where you have to go.
Yeah, like, if you're a teenager like you and me, bro, that's our Comedy Store and Laugh Factory and Improv. That's it for us. Mm-hmm. That's all we have until we turn 21.
Facts.
Dude, I feel like we're gonna be so cleaned up by the time we start going to mics at, like, Comedy Store and Laugh Factory.
Yeah, dude, I hope so.
Cause I've seen the. Have you seen the lines there for the open mics?
Oh, I know they're huge. I know.
So I walked by it once, and I was like, no fucking way, these guys are going up just for a chance to talk for, like, 3 or 5 minutes, bro.
Oh,
it's
three,
insane.
Not even five.
Yeah, and, like, the thing I like about Fourth Wall and Birth is, like, you are 100% guaranteed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you get to sign up in advance.
Yeah, that's, like, the whole slotted thing, I really like that. I know a lot of people don't for some reason. They say, oh, it's not real open mics. Real open mics is when you go to a dingy bar and you
Fuck
have to
them.
Earn people's attention. And I'm just like, yeah, bro, I'm not going to a dingy bar. My Muslim parents are not letting that happen, bro. They barely let me go to Bert's, homie.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what are your, like, plans for comedy, like, after quarantine ends? Do you have, like, a routine you're trying to do?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to make a new routine right now. And I'm keeping it to a minimum, just, like, two little pokes at COVID. Because if that's all of your material, then that's kind of whack. And
yeah.
Everyone, like you said, everyone has the same joke. And I just put in like a few unique ones, just like just for like school and stuff, because I'm like most of the people at Burt's, they're not high school seniors. Yeah, yeah. More like actual seniors. But so it's just gonna be two quick jokes of that, and then I'm just working on
that's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be going hard on the mics, bro. Like I miss it so much, bro. I miss bombing. I miss like doing good. I miss everything about it, bro.
I honestly just need. It's not even funny. Like my getaway has just been like watching TV shows and like movies and shit this past few weeks. I'm a huge like that's the reason why I went to LA is because I'm just like fascinated with movies and television.
Yo, same. It's like my obsession, dude. What shows have you been watching?
During this quarantine, I've watched. Have you seen The Boys on Amazon?
Oh, the superhero that was show, right?
Raw. I fucked with it.
I've gotten it recommended a few times, so I guess I'll have to watch it. Yeah, it was
pretty
now.
Good. And then I watched Brightburn, which is like basically the same thing. It's like, what if superhero were what if Superman were evil? And and then I watched all of Westworld. I've been binging that shit. Ooh, that shit's so good.
I saw Aaron Paul got casted as the lead, I think, for season 3 or something. So I really want to see Aaron Paul in it now. They're premiering
the episode prior to the season finale tonight. So I'm like here within an hour or 2 hours or so. I'm about to be downstairs trying to watch that shit for sure.
Hey, hell yeah dude. What are some of your favorite movies, bro? Like, I know that's a really hard question, but, like, just whatever pops in your head, just, like,
it's
name.
It's a pretty easy question for me, surprisingly, because I have the stickers of them on my laptop right now. So, as you said, that I looked down and I saw 4 movies that I can, like, tell you. So, on my laptop,
go ahead.
I have Fight Club, and Fight Club's just, like, an amazing movie. I'm a huge fan of Edward Norton. Brad Pitt's, like, okay as well. I'm not, like, a Brad Pitt stan, but Edward Norton. He was amazing in Fight Club and American History X. Have you seen American History X?
I have not seen American History. Was that one guy there too? Colin Farrell?
I don't know. Colin Farrell's not in one, but Edward Norton and Colin Farrell, I'm pretty sure, like play in a lot of like similar roles in movies and shit. But it's about like a white supremacist, and the intro scene is basically just him like murdering a black guy in cold blood. And it's like a super violent Shakespearean movie about like race and becoming a better person. So anything with Edward Norton's one of my favorites. Viva Vendetta. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, Natalie Portman, homie.
Vendetta is just like a fire movie. It's like I'm a huge political guy, and like same thing with like mystery and thrillers. So it was like a mystery thriller with a really great political message, which is just like fuck the government, and I can like get behind that.
Mm.
Silence of the Lambs was really good. I really like. Anthony Hopkins is an OG, obviously. Any movie that is a horror movie, a thriller, I usually watch right away. Like, all the horror movies that have been out this year, I've, like, tried to go and see so far.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Dude, like, my favorite movies, I feel like, are pretty basic. Like, I'm like a Nolan stan.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how I missed saying anything about Nolan. Nolan's amazing, yeah.
So, my favorite Nolan movie, like, I know it's pretty random, like, no one says this, but dude, it was so, like, good, and I just love when, like, two really good actors are on screen, and they're just, like, literally battling it out.
Let me guess what Nolan movie you're thinking of.
Go ahead.
So, it's not Memento, because you said two really good actors.
No. Yeah. Guy Ritchie's good, but, yeah.
Fuck. The Prestige.
Bro.
I was like,
Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale and Scarlett Johansson and Michael Caine.
Yeah, that's
Caine
just a baller.
And literally, dude, it was.
I think that whenever, if anyone ever brings up Christopher Nolan's name, I think it's high key disrespectful to not bring up Hans Zimmer's name in the same sentence.
Oh, dude, Hans Zimmer owned the Dark Knight trilogy.
He has owned every single soundtrack he has been a part of.
Inception Time is one of my favorite songs ever, and I literally don't listen to it because it's like such a powerful piece of music. Yeah. I don't want to ruin how
like
powerful
here. I'm gonna go through like some of Hans Zimmer's like the shit that he's done: Interstellar, The Lion King, 1994. Pirates of the Caribbean,
yep.
The Dark Knight, Wonder Woman, Dunkirk, The Prince of Egypt, Blade Runner, Man of Steel, Sherlock Holmes, Madagascar, fuck, Hannibal.
He made Man of Steel.
Without his specific like cinematic experience that he brings with like all the bass and everything and all like the slow building, most of his movies would be shit. Like, he really, like,
yep.
brings everything together. I'm a huge Hans Zimmer fan.
He elevated Dark Knight so much, yeah. It's not even mm-hmm. funny, dude.
That's just...
Like, before him, like, Batman was just some goofy, yeah. like, character. Like George Clooney had, like, nipples and, like, an
yeah,
ass
like,
and shit.
I guess,
and...
like, Batman 1984, the Tim Burton one, was, like, kind of edgy, but it was still, like...
Michael Keaton?
Still... It's,
yeah, that was all
yeah,
right.
But with the
it's not
George
bad.
Clooney one, and who is the other one? Anyway, all the yeah,
Val
Kilmer.
Kilmer.
I hate that guy. All of the Batman movies prior to like the Christopher Nolan reincarnations have like kind of been pretty cheesy. Tim Burton did a good job, but that's
yep.
just because he's like Tim Burton and like you know.
And Jack Nicholson
yeah, yeah,
was
Jack
there
Nicholson
too.
Nicholson had to carry that shit as the Joker.
Yeah, and like, yeah, you're right, bro. Like, the other ones were all pretty whack, like, pretty
mm-hmm.
forgettable. And like, they had some high tier names in there, but they did such whack performances. Like, Jim Carrey was all right, I guess. As
yeah,
the, as
yeah,
the Riddler,
he was just
like,
being
he did his job.
Campy. He was being over the top on purpose. He, like,
yeah.
Oh,
but I don't know what Arnold was doing, bro. And they had Uma Thurman. I forgot
gotta
they had
put
Uma
some respect
Thurman.
On Tommy Lee Jones' name playing Two-Face.
Oh
yeah,
Two-Face,
like,
Tommy Lee. Yeah, they had pure A-list.
Right?
What
and
the
it's
hell?
Like,
okay,
and it still bombed. Well, I don't know if it bombed.
Yeah,
but I know that like people shit on it in retrospect.
Yeah, but no one is topping Cillian Murphy, Heath Ledger, and Tom Hardy.
Fair enough.
Man. That was
yeah.
just an insane trio of like of villains. Like, good job on
yeah.
Tom Hardy, man. And obviously, you know, Heath Ledger, like, can't respect
mm-hmm.
that guy.
I
enough.
Feel like, see, Cillian Murphy, I remember watching, I think it was, is it Red Eye? Have you seen Red Eye?
No, I have not seen
so
Red
that
Eye.
Was one of his early
the
movies.
Only thing okay.
and
okay.
I just remember like watching that as a young guy and just realizing, I was like, holy shit, yeah, like, this guy's a good villain. Like, he's just natural. His face just looks like a villain's face.
when he plays Tom Shelby in Peaky Blinders.
I haven't seen Peaky Blinders.
Dude,
I haven't got around
dude,
to
dude, that's your next binge, bro. I'll watch Good Boys, and you have to watch Peaky, bro. It's just,
it's
insane.
Netflix, right?
Yeah, and Tom Hardy's
yeah,
on there,
no,
too.
I love both of those guys, so I know I should give it a shot.
Yeah, definitely, bro. And honestly, like, going back to Prestige, bro, did you see that plot twist coming? I don't even want to spoil it for the
I
podcast listeners, but did you see
I
it coming?
I think we can talk about no, I obviously did not see it coming. I was hyper confused. Like, I saw the twin part coming. That part, like, made sense to me. I figured that, like, he had a twin, just because that's, like, the easy go-to. But the big twist at
yeah.
the end was, like, to where there's, yeah, yeah,
Tesla.
With the duplicates and shit. That's where I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is.
Yeah, that was crazy,
yeah.
bro. And then I honestly, like, people always say, like, who do you think won out at the end? I think they both lost a lot
yeah,
of shit,
I'd have
you
to
know?
Rewatch it to give, like, an in-depth who won, who lost, like, from a cinematic perspective. But Interstellar, have you seen that one? Yeah.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I'm a Nolan fan.
Interstellar,
McConaughey, random Matt Damon for, like, 2 minutes. That
yeah,
was random.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah, he was Mr. Man. But yeah, like, Interstellar was really,
the twist
really
in Interstellar
good.
Was the
that
one
was,
that, like, fucked with me big time.
Oh, that
no,
Michael
not
Caine
that
lied?
Michael Caine lied, that his dad was the ghost. to where he was, like, back in time and shit. Like, being able to see that, like, it just...
To, like, the fifth dimension?
Just weird.
That shit is fucking trippy, bro. I don't know how Christopher Nolan comes up with this shit all the time. Dude, you know what was the one of, like, the saddest things that I've had to face this year? So I've never seen a Christopher Nolan movie in IMAX in person, in theater. I've never done that before. And I had the opportunity this year with Tenet, right?
I know.
John David Washington and Robert Pattinson.
When did it get delayed?
Motherfucker, dude. It hasn't been announced yet, but it's inevitable, you know? It hasn't happened yet.
Because I was actually about to talk to you about that, if you, like, knew anything about Tenet. Because I haven't seen...
Oh, I am a fucking asshole about Tenet. I'm the only one talking about it, bro. It's, like, how do you, like... Dude, come on. Christopher Nolan is working with the future Batman.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
And John... Hey, can we talk about John David Washington for a second? Like, so I know... I know people are just like, oh, just because he's Denzel's son, that's why he has all the clout. No, bro, like, he is actually a genuine good actor. Like, he nails it in Black Klansman with Adam Driver. And then, dude, Tenet, like, if Nolan put him as the lead actor, you know, that's, like, think about all the lead actors has had. He's had Christian Bale, he's had Guy Ritchie, he's had Matthew McConaughey, Leonardo DiCaprio. And now he has John David Washington, bro. Oh, and Al Pacino.
So what I
just randomly forgot.
Think about is what that means for John David Washington. He is now, like, a lead man in a Nolan film, which is a really prestigious thing to have, considering, like, his lineup of, like, the past Matthew McConaughey and Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hardy and just, like, all... Like, Tom Hardy hasn't got a lead role. He just had, like, a minor role in Inception. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt, too. He's been kind of sidelined.
Was Looper a Nolan film? I didn't think so.
No, it's not. Bruce Willis and, dude, I watched Looper halfway, and I randomly fell asleep. Not because it was bad, but I really got to finish it off.
I won't ruin the ending. It's too good.
I need to see it. I get what's going on, like... Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was supposed to finish Bruce Willis off, but then Bruce Willis, you know, he realized what was happening and he overtook him, and now they're both, like, existing in the same timeline. That's the part I'm at, and then he, like, meets up with Emily Blunt, and then my eyes turned off. Yeah, so I gotta finish
that. Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
But yeah, dude. I feel so sad, bro, for Joseph Gordon-Levitt. They were going to make him, like, his own Nightwing movie, but then plans got canceled.
I thought they were definitely just done with the Dark Knight franchise after that.
No, they were definitely done with Christian Bale as Batman, but I there were some, like, severe plans of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, passing it on.
The ending but of then, it being, like, but open-ended then, with... Like, oh shit, is he the new Batman, Nightwing, Robin? Oh, and it'd be Robin, remember? Because I think in the end, he said his name is Robin.
No. Yeah, that's his, like, real name. But why would your real name also be your, like, superhero name? Like, Bruce Wayne's name is not Batman, you know? Then people would be like, oh, look at this new superhero, Robin. And then they're like, huh. That one guy, he was really close to Bruce Wayne, and his real name was Robin.
I think they just gave him the name Robin at the end for us to be like, oh, it's like, that's who takes over Batman. But I don't know if it's like, it could be the Batwing mantle, or it just could be the Batman mantle. Who knows? It was really interesting either way, though.
Yeah, I liked how he took it over. And, bro, like, honestly, like, Christian Bale was, like, the best. Because... Like, think about it. Christian Bale had 3 opportunities to portray Batman, and he nailed it every single time. Ben Affleck also had 3 chances, and he did all right once. And then the other two were just garbage.
I'm trying to...
Like, he was trying too hard.
I'm not a huge fan of the DC universe yet. I haven't come around to it, like, at all.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan either. I'm literally just a Nolan fan. I just respect his Batman movies. That's it. Sense. I'm excited to see what Pattinson's going to do, though.
Yeah, I think the new Batman movie is going to be pretty fire.
I heard they're taking a detective twist to it. It's gonna be like Detective OG Batman. Detective
Batman. I'm super excited for that shit.
Yep, that's gonna be awesome. As long as it's not that George Clooney bullshit.
Let's talk about the selection, bro. Just real quick. Because I'm so done with everything.
For me, it's either you jump into a pit of lava or you jump into a pit of gravel.
Like, either you jump into a pit of semen from a sexual assaulter, or you jump into a pit of semen from like a different sexual assaulter. Like, either way, they're just bad folk. I've hated Joe Biden since, like, I want to say 2016. It was, like, right whenever at the end of his presidency, like, of his vice presidency. I remember seeing, like, some video of him of, like, just, like, from his early days as a politician, just advocating for the most, like, barbaric, stupid shit, like, stripping all of Social Security and like some segregationist type policies. I honestly don't know how Obama chose him as a vice president. Honestly confusing. I miss Bernie, bro. I miss Bernie so bad.
Literally in like my next stage of life, he would have been so perfect, bro. Since I'm a senior in high school and I was going into college, this guy sounded like a godsend.
Debt-free healthcare, shit's needed.
And I was like, yo, if this guy's president, I'll be happy. But with what we have right now, I'm just like, you know what? Just for all the rich people out there, I guess they're going to go for the tax break. And then everyone else, they're just going to go for Mr. Moderation. Yeah,
either
way, I think don't know.
I think it's like Dunzo for
America. I think it's way too easy for Trump. Like, you're a Missouri and... like Kentucky homies, they're all voting for Trump. Bro.
Not my homies, their family.
Like
I don't associate with them folk. No, I have a few Republican friends. Like when I say a few, like enough that I can count on my hand. Not because I like don't want to make friends with Republicans, but just because I'm like so outedly a Democrat that most Republicans are probably turned off by like the second they see me,
bro. Like in California, the moment you leave LA County, like we're like proudly blue, right? But like the second you leave it and go to like Bakersfield, you're fucked. Like I at least in LA, like I feel at home and I feel so accepted, but like when I left LA County and I went to like Bakersfield, I was like, holy shit, these guys know nothing about like a Muslim guy, bro. It was so bad. Like, oh my god. Like they really set him up for the dub.
Not to get back to movies, but I just remembered this movie that I watched. Vivarium.
I've heard of it, but I don't know too much about it.
I just want you to watch it without watching the trailer, because the trailer gives away way too much.
Okay.
It's just a really trippy movie with Jesse Eisenberg that just got released this year.
Ooh.
I think you'd fuck with it, especially if you like Prestige. You're gonna like this.
Prestige is like my type of film, bro. Like, this quarantine, it gave me like a lot of opportunity to catch up with some like iconic films that I never got to see. So before quarantine, like literally watched American Psycho. So I just did, and I'm just like, wow.
That was
Christian Bale is amazing.
I know that he's been like famous long before that, but American Psycho was like one of his breakout roles for sure.
Dude, how does he do that to his body, bro? I want to know. Because right after that, he filmed The Machinist, and he got really skinny.
He lost so much weight.
And then 5 months after that, after Machinist finished rapping, he got cast as Bruce Wayne. And then like after Dark Knight, he had to do American Hustle, which he had to become super fat. And then he went to like this like world like Civil War movie, I think. Yeah, I never saw it. And then he had to do Vice, which he was super fat on. And then he had to do Ford versus Ferrari, which he was like pretty normal, yeah. But the machinist on the really
reminded
side.
Me of Matthew McConaughey getting super small for Dallas Buyers Club, to where he had like where he had to legit play someone with HIV, so he just like lost all of his weight.
That's where the meme comes from. I of, think like, so. Matthew yeah, crying, yeah. Right.
I just got a message from this old girl that I used to hook with, saying, "I just bought mint jewel pods, and it reminded me of the summer we met. Miss talking to you all the time. Hope you're doing well." I love that mint jewel. Remember mint jewel pods when that was a good time of life?
Yep. I remember mango jewel pods.
My ex-girlfriend had a really good theory that life was amazing whenever we had mint and mango jewel pods. But once we got rid of them, life just went to shit. Everything went bad. I miss the mint mango jewel pod summer. That was genuinely a good time.
Everyone, I remember like in the middle of like a Bird's Backroom set, like you dropped something behind me and I just lugged down. And I just see, yeah, I forgot, was it a pen or was it a
pen at like Bert's back room? I sat on it and it snapped in my pocket and it was just like leaky everywhere. It was so sad.
Dude, but like everyone at Bert's offered you like weed all the time. So like for me it's never an issue. I just go in there and people are like, "Yo, you want to smoke, bro?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." Not like before the
There's
set,
a guy,
but afterward. Sure.
Home comedy club, Chris Acuna, I'll give him a shout out. His favorite thing is just to get like new people high like before their set. And he's done it to so many people because they just bomb. He gets them too high.
Yes, bro. I am like, I could tell I'm going to just blank and forget everything, dude. Like, I'm gonna forget how to hold a mic properly. Like, it's not even funny, dude. Oh, my God. And, like, the thing about, like, comedy is, like, I've met so much people. I've met so many people. Like, it's not even funny. And, like, they're all so chill.
We good. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless you, bro. Bless you. But, like, dude, everyone is so chill. Like, it's not even funny, you know?
How long do you give this quarantine thing?
I think November.
So, like, so you don't think there's going to be any comedy over the summer, huh?
I mean, like, okay. Quarantine is going to be completely over by, like, November or December. But by like that's like when everything's gonna go back to normal. But before that, like there's gonna be like some things in the middle, like oh, you know, open mics with like 15 people, that's open, but you can't go to a fucking like concert or NBA game. You get me?
Like if I have to go online next semester, I'm not going to Western Kentucky. I just won't,
bro. My high school is basically over and I'm already thinking about college, and if I have to start my first semester of college on online, bro, that's like I'm not gonna do good. Weird. I'm on spring break right now and I already forgot school existed, bro. Like I have not done homework. There's no incentive. Like we're getting our like diploma in the mail. Yeah, like I really don't give a shit, you know? Like I have no incentive or motivation to go on, especially in senior year when I was mentally I was already phasing out. I'm just like, I'll do the homework. I'll get the C's and B's, but I'm not gonna try. I've done that for junior year, sophomore year, freshman year. Just let me chill the fuck out for 1 year, you know? Let me do some of that Burt's backroom and that fourth wall, you know? And then I recently downloaded the Backstage casting app, and that's how I got all my headshots taken recently, and I was like, I was about to pop off because I've done background acting before, and it pays a lot. Like surprising, and they give you like catering while you're doing your shoot, so it's like free lunch and free money, and like you get some credits. So I was like, that's chill to do over the weekend. So I did that a few times, and then like, fuck me, man. Oh my god, things were going so good, bro.
Yeah, sadly, we just had a... None of us could be doing well for too long. The universe had to put us in check real quick.
We're all going to come back out of this stronger, though, to be honest. I'm honestly scared because I feel like these comedians have way too much time to put out new material, and everyone's going to come back like Joe Rogan. I don't think they're coming back rusty. Like, I mean, like, the first week, probably, fair. But, like, after that, it just comes back
to you. Whoopi Goldberg, she provided her thoughts on marriage, and she said, "I don't want somebody in my house, and I couldn't relate to anything more." I just don't want anybody. Just like, I don't need marriage. It's okay.
Dude, my parents have gotten to know me very well the past month. I can't believe it's been a month.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. So already, I'm in Maryland, like in the D.C. area. And I honestly, like, I don't have any friends here or anything. So there's no way that I'm going to be able to, like, stay here until the end of summer. I'm going to have to, like, go back to Springfield just so I can, like, be with my homies. I know that, like, hanging out is still going to be hard, but there's no way that I'm going to do this for another, like, 2 months. Like, I won't do it. I know.
So fucking hard.
I mean, if...
Like, bro, how do they criminalize, like, in my neighborhood, like... Even if you walk around, like just take like an evening stroll or something to clear your mind, you need to have hand sanitizer on you and you need to have a mask on, or they will fine you, and it's insane. I don't know, man. This shit sucks. Yo, hello. What happened? Like, you unplugged your headphones or something?
No, I was on Twitter and I clicked on a video and then my mic just went out. So I, like, multitasking is not the move.
Yeah, bro, I learned that the hard way, man. Like, literally, all I do when I shoot a podcast is that I just play PS4 on the background.
Fair, yeah. I'm just upstairs, like, so, like, my family isn't going to be complaining about me yelling into a mic.
Yo, my like, earlier when we got cut off on the podcast, it was because my mom was calling me. She just wanted to call me. Like, she just said, you're being too loud and you're just talking to yourself. I'm like, no, I'm not talking to myself. I'm not crazy.
You go, like, just give me an hour, mom.
Yeah, just give me an hour, mom. I gotta pull out my inner Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I just gotta hit this podcast right quick.
Yeah. Dude, like, am I the one that took your podcast virginity, or have you done this before?
Yeah, you took my podcast virginity. You already took it, though, before we aired one. We did one for, like, 30 minutes last time.
No. We like, had a phone call for 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
our podcast was, like, tripping out,
yeah,
like, that day.
Yeah, I remember that.
But, like, yeah, Anchor, it's... Oh, there, another fucking phone call. Give me a second.
You're good, bro. I hear it, man.
I hate landlines so much, but my mom insists on keeping them.
Oh, yeah,
I just want to throw
that's some OG immigrant parent shit right there.
Yeah, I want to throw it against the fucking... How much do you want to bet it's my school?
Oh, yeah, telling you. Your son is failing everything.
Oh, I'm going to college, honey.
Shit. There you go. We're
yep.
out to message.
It's my principal. Yeah.
Screw that guy. We don't need to talk to him right now.
Oh, that is actually my prince. At least he's not talking about me personally. Thank
yeah,
God.
That'd be good. What games do you play on PS4, man?
Right now? Do you have
a
PS4? Okay, so right now, I'm obsessed with this game called Bloodborne.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's super, super addictive, actually. It's super hard, but it's super addicting when you play with friends. Right now, while we're talking, I don't know. It's just a thing that I just play Grand Theft Auto in the background because,
yeah,
like, you don't have to use your brain too much, and you can just, like, drive around, enjoy LA from inside your home.
I've been on the Warzone binge lately.
Oh yeah, Modern Warfare has just been taking
just
over
been
my life too.
That. We'll have to play together sometime though.
Yeah, we definitely will. And then I just play Minecraft here and
there.
Yeah, just, you know, some basic games to keep me occupied, Yeah. Well, what do you play?
Honestly, I haven't been much into gaming, but after quarantine, like right when quarantine started, I decided to like finally get back into it. So I played like Wolfenstein 2. And then obviously I'm a huge like Grand Theft Auto fan, but Warzone, Call of Duty has like been my shit recently.
That is so addicting, dude. It's not even funny.
I've just been playing
like the first day. The first day it came out, I wouldn't leave my couch until I won again.
Yeah, facts.
All right. Honestly, dude, it was so good having you on the pod. It's been a long time coming, be honest. We've had a lot of fail attempts and a lot of rain checks, but I'm glad we finally got it done. I'm like, this is a good segue from teenager to like having like actual comics, because you're you are both. You are a student and a comic, just like me. And it's a tough life. We're gonna be student comic life. I'm glad I'm not the only one in the universe that has that. Although it sometimes feels like it. But dude, like, thank you so much for being on my podcast, bro. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me on.
And like, I'm glad I met you at Bert's back room that one day randomly. Gotta love Ahmed for that. Ahmed, the homie.
Always gotta give him a shout out for that.
That guy's dropped me home so many times from late night mics. It's not even funny. Such I love that guy. Love you, love you, Ahmed. I'm probably gonna send this to him.
Yeah, tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, I miss him too.
Yeah,
love Ahmed, bro.
Hooked me up big time. Helped me like co-host his show after like seeing me at one mic. So that was like
at
yeah,
County?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, isn't that like down the block? No, it's not down the block from NoHo. It's like it's nearby,
so
right?
I honestly am not a huge fan of LA geography. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I know
yeah,
North
I know.
Hollywood,
yeah.
Hollywood, and downtown. That's about it.
I live in the middle of Hollywood and downtown, and it's called K-Town.
Dope.
Yeah, that's the perfect blend of LA you're ever going to get.
Well, tell all the homies I said what's up. Tell Pete next week. I said take it easy and everything. You know, just keep doing the good work, my guy.
All right, thank you so much, bro. We're going to play PS4 soon, one day, this quarantine. I'll watch Good Boys.
Yes, sir.
And you got to watch Peaky. You got to watch Peaky, bro. Stay safe, homie. Stay courtesy flushing. And I hope all your homies, all your flag football homies can
really
go fuck themselves.
They get corona, but don't die from it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep,
fuck them.
Take it easy, bro.
Take it easy. Have a great day, brother.